Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 47 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he will double planned tariffs on Canadian aluminum and steel, sticking with the trade war despite big market drops, the Dow plunging more than 400 points on the news. Job openings in the U.S. rising at the start of the year, another sign the job market was solid when the president returned to office. There were 7.5 million vacancies in January, 7.5 million the month before. House members meeting right now on a partial budget that would fund the government through the end of September.
With House Democrats vowing to withhold their support, Republicans can only afford a single defection. Vice President Vance heads to Capitol Hill today to rally Republicans. Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey, who's a frequent no vote on continuing resolutions, says he'll vote against this one, too. Overnight, President Trump called Massey a grandstander who should be primaried. If the spending bill does pass the House, it'll be up to DOGE-wary Democrats in the Senate to decide whether to block it with a filibuster.
From Washington, ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy. This is ABC News. A good-natured but long-running rivalry between two of Texas's biggest cities has spilled over into their police recruiting.
Dallas and Fort Worth are just 30 miles apart, and they draw from the same pool of potential police recruits. Dallas recently bought a billboard near Fort Worth police headquarters proclaiming, "We are hiring."
The way they go about recruiting is different from how we go about recruiting,
says Fort Worth officer Terrence Parker.
We try to be a step above.
Fort Worth on the beat, yo. Recognized all the time on the street, go.
Parker stars in a Kendrick Lamar-inspired diss track and music video, touting Fort Worth and throwing shade on Dallas. Jim Ryan, ABC News in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Tesla stock has been falling sharply since President Trump took office, and now the president says he's going to buy a Tesla. In his words, quote, "It's a show of confidence and support for Elon Musk, a truly great American." Trump also blames the sales drop on radical left lunatics who are trying to boycott Tesla. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's currently a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny and cooler conditions, closer to normal with highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, quiet and cool with scattered clouds, a low of 26, and tomorrow, nice with sunshine and a high of 53. in Richland Center. After a low this morning of 29, we're at our high so far for the day of 47 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland School District currently provides alternative education options to students in four different ways: the Partner School, the Richland Online Academy, an off-campus Alt Ed, and RC. These four methods have allowed the district to increase learning options in an effort to provide the best educational experience for all students. District Administrator Steve Board told the Board of Education at last night's meeting that the district is continually analyzing and exploring ways to make these alt-ed options the best versions while operating as efficiently as possible. The original goal was to grow the partner school at a slower rate to ensure that the components and foundation for success were established. The current enrollment is 25 students. Board stated that the district will be expanding the enrollment to 40 students for the 2025-26 school year. Currently, there are 18 students on a waiting list to enroll in partner. In the off-campus alternative education option, it is available for students where the district is legally required to provide a free and appropriate public education, but where students are generally not able, through impairment or other, to be on school property. In these cases, staff are facilitating the individual's education by meeting with them in person or virtually regularly and providing them with homework in between meeting sessions. The current enrollment of the off-campus alternative is 6 to 9 students. There is a need for slightly more staffing to accommodate the needs of all students in the programming structure. The board is being asked to consider adding a quarter full-time equivalent to the current staffing, which will create one FTE for this alternative programming. This may be divided between multiple individuals or by one. In addition, this position would be able to take on a larger role in the GED Option 2 program. The proposal for the 2025-26 school year for the Richland Online Academy is to revamp it to create a platform that is mostly online. Instead of having one curriculum resource to use, the district would have several different options for students to use for their education. In fact, any one student could actually have multiple platforms they could use, with Schoolology as the hub for students to access the material, with links taking them to outside sources. The district would also have the ability to purchase curriculum textbooks, resources for families that want to take a more active role in their child's education. These resources would be available to the families and then turned back into the district upon completion, becoming available to another family. The administration staff feels this would allow the district to draw more homeschooled families while still allowing the families to have a very active role in their education. If families are looking for a faith-based component, they would need to supplement that part on their own, as public school funds could not be used to purchase this type of curriculum. All curricula would be vetted through the Director of Curriculum and Instruction to ensure they align with state standards. On average, the anticipated spending is around $3,000 per student per year. For the 2025-26 school year, that allocation is expected to be $12,221. With this revamping of ROA, administration is proposing hiring one FTE certified teacher who will help facilitate a child's education. This would involve meeting with the family and student each term to ensure they are progressing along and taking a more active role in assisting students who are not making adequate progress. This individual would also be a resource for families and students to reach out to if they are struggling with technology or any of their courses. This program is modeled after the Nakusa School District. In Nakusa, one teacher has 80 students on their caseload. A minimum of 35 students are anticipated to be enrolled in this program in the Richland School District. The number could be as high as 75 to 80 if an experienced alternate education teacher were hired for this position. The program is likely to have a slight deficit in the first year of around $50,000, but should be self-funding or produce a surplus when at capacity in year two and beyond. A plan for the possibility of a new charter school was also discussed at last night's meeting. We will have more on that in tomorrow's newscast. District Administrator Steve Board reported that last week's parent-teacher conferences, which were canceled due to weather, will not be rescheduled. If you have a concern, you are asked to reach out to the teacher or staff. In the same respect, staff who has concerns about a student will reach out to you. Governor Tony Evers has unveiled a capital budget he calls a critical step to addressing aging infrastructure. With a $4.3 billion price tag, the Democratic governor's proposal includes nearly $1.6 billion for projects on universities of Wisconsin campuses and more than $493 million for cost of his previously announced plan to overhaul Wisconsin's correction system. Evers on Tuesday warned that putting off the projects could drive up the final cost amid President Donald Trump's push for tariffs. But the Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne, quickly called the plan another example of Evers' quote, irresponsible spending. A Republican Wisconsin congressman wants to end federal subsidies for EV charging stations. DePere Republican Tony Weed's bill targets efforts to expand coverage of the EV charging system in rural areas across the country. Earlier this month, the Trump administration suspended the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, as well as state EV charging plans. Weed, the former owner of a chain of gas stations, said he sees a future in electric vehicles, but doesn't believe taxpayer money should be subsidizing them. The Wisconsin DOT said the state received more than $78 million from the federal program, $63 million of which is now at risk. Van Orden has urged Musk to spare veterans, farmers from federal cuts. 3rd Congressional District Republican Representative Derek Van Orden says he spoke with the billionaire last week and that Musk assured him the Department of Government Efficiency, better known as DOGE, will be more refined in its recommendations to ensure veterans and farmers are not harmed by federal budget cuts. Van Orden says he'll raise farm and veterans issues when he meets with DOGE staff and that federal benefits to vets and farmers won't be interrupted. The Federal Department of Veterans Affairs employs almost 500,000 people, with more than 25% of them being veterans. And the Associated Press reported last week that there are plans to cut over 80,000 jobs at the department. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will depose Madison City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell as part of an ongoing investigation into 193 uncounted ballots from the November election. Friday's unanimous vote followed sharp criticism from WEC Chair Ann Jacobs. Jacobs referred to the time lag between the first bag of ballots being opened in late November and successive missteps before the issue came to light publicly a month later, calling it absolutely shocking. A spokesperson for the city said the clerk's office is cooperating with the investigation. Also last week, liberal law firm Law Forward initiated a class action lawsuit against the city and Dane County on behalf of four Madison voters whose ballots were among those uncounted. Two-time congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is running again for Wisconsin's 3rd District. Cook, a Democrat, lost to Republican Derek Van Orden last fall by nearly 3 percentage points, but outperformed Democrats Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin on the ballot. She previously ran for the seat in 2022, losing in the primary to Brad Paff. Cook is the first candidate to announce their candidacy to challenge Van Orden. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berg is also considering a run for Congress. A number of U.S. Department of Agriculture workers in Wisconsin have been temporarily reinstated with questions over the legality of their firings. On Wednesday, the Merit Systems Protection Board ordered the agency to reinstate about 6,000 probationary staff members across the country for 45 days. The workers were fired amid efforts to dramatically slash the federal workforce by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Those workers still have little clarity on job security after these 45 days. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation calling on Wisconsin to reduce its carbon emissions by over 50% over the next 5 years and reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. The bill, titled the Climate Accountability Act, is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. Lawmakers say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector. They hope the bill brings attention to the effects climate change can have on public health, economic stability, and environmental justice. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has announced the return of nearly $10 million of unclaimed property to residents. Officials say the funds include things like on-cash dividends and funds from savings accounts that residents may have forgotten about. Nearly 500 notices were sent out to residents across the state with over $2,000 in unclaimed property. Over 30,000 residents with less than $2,000 in unclaimed property received a combined $3.5 million in checks from the department. The deadline to get a new Real ID is officially less than 60 days away. AAA spokesperson Brynna Knapp says the Real ID will look almost exactly like your standard ID card, except that it's marked with a star in the upper corner of the card. Starting May 7th, you'll need a Real ID in order to fly domestically or to enter certain federal buildings. You can apply for a Real ID in person at a Department of Motor Vehicle location or pre-apply online. More information can be found on the DMV's website. American Family Children's Hospital is expanding. The expansion includes 24 new intensive care beds on the hospital's vacant 6th floor, 14 for medical surgical pediatric care, and 10 for cardiac intensive care. Hospital President Nikki Stafford says that's essential to enable the hospital to meet the needs of children with the most critical and complex medical needs. In 2023, UW Health Kids had to turn away more than 100 children from the hospital because there weren't enough beds. The expansion will bring the total bed count at American Family Children's to 131. The projected $33 million cost will be paid for through donations. Construction is set to begin in 2026 and is expected to take 17 months. It's 45 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. The current dry conditions means a greater risk of fire. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cross Plains Solutions is the company behind the soy-based firefighting. Hey, property owners. Are you tired of battling overgrown brush and trees on your land? Meet your solution. It's Kilroy Contracting, your experts in land clearing, brush hogging, and underbrush removal. Jake Kilroy and his crew are ready to tackle it all, from clearing existing trails to taming those overgrown fence lines or creating brand new access points to your property. Don't wait. Call Jake Kilroy at 608-604-6396 today and let Kilroy Contracting get the job done right.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
It is a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. The fire danger around the WRCO listening area remains high. As a reminder, it is important to check the DNR Burn website to check fire regulations daily. Conditions remain dry and fires can quickly get out of hand. Case in point, the Iowa County Communications Center received 3 fire calls in under an hour Monday afternoon. A report of a cornfield fire near the intersection of Brecken Road and State Road 23 in the township of Mineral Point was reported at approximately 3:50. The Mineral Point Fire Department and Mineral Point EMS responded to the scene. The fire was extinguished and all units returned to quarters. At approximately 4 o'clock, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a barn fire near Ferndale Road and 9th Street in the township of Mineral Point. The Mineral Point Fire Department, Mineral Point EMS, Hollandale Fire Department, Darlington Fire Department, Belmont Fire Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. The fire was extinguished and all units returned to quarters. The third call came in around 4:45. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a field fire near Hayward Crossing Road and Demby Road in the township of Arena. The Arena Fire Department, Arena EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. The fire was extinguished and all units returned to quarters. There were no injuries reported in each incident. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce joined the Richland Hospital and Clinics last week for a ribbon-cutting ceremony to officially mark community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital's grand opening. The event brought together several members of the GRACC, the Richland Hospital Foundation, TRHC board members, along with staff and volunteers. TRHC CEO Bruce Raisler cut the ribbon. Community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital will be running various promotions April through June as part of their official grand opening. A big achievement for one Dane County city, Sun Prairie is the first municipality in Wisconsin to achieve 100% renewable energy. That means all their city buildings, including City Hall and even the water treatment plant, run on clean power. They use a mix of their own solar and blocks from Wisconsin Public Power. Sun Prairie even has more solar panels in the works. The River Valley School District will be asking voters for tax funding to maintain its current educational programs, class sizes, services, and co-curricular activities on the April 1st ballot. Voters will be asked if the River Valley School District should be authorized to exceed the revenue limit by $4,150,000 for the 2025-26 school year, by $4,750,000 for the 2026-27 school year, and by $5.2 million for the 2027-28 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of paying the cost of maintaining educational programs and maintenance of the district. The district does not plan to add new positions or programs, new buildings, or facilities. Lauren Glassbrenner serves as the River Valley District Administrator.
This is not about a capital referendum where it's dealing with buildings or renovations or any of that. That's in our past. That's gone. This is about the programming that we offer to retain the great courses and classes and class sizes that we have currently. So this is about us just keeping going and want to make sure that people are really clear about the difference between operational, which is coming up, and what we had in the past, which is capital.
Residents of the River Valley School District should have received a mailer from the district. Brian Cry serves as the business manager.
We did send out a mailer to all box holders that everyone in the River Valley School District should have received, I think a couple weeks ago now. It would have came in a bright green 11 by 17 piece of paper that was folded and just provides an overview of why we need continued tax funding to, as Lauren said, maintain what we're currently offering students in the classroom with courses, with programs and services.
Cry says the passing of this referendum question would basically just continue what was passed in the past.
The operational referendum that was passed in 2022 expires after the school year. So in order to continue what we're doing, we need to essentially renew the operational referendum from 2022 for another 3 years. And we choose 3 years because, number one, I need to project revenues and expenditures for 3 years. And the state budget is a big part of our revenue. And, you know, we don't know what that's going to give us in revenue for the next couple of years. So we've done a good job projecting in the past, but we need continued tax funding to continue what we offer students.
Lauren Glassbrenner says the referendum is not about expenses.
The whole referendum and the operational referendum stuff that we're talking about throughout the state of Wisconsin is not necessarily about expenses and people using the money poorly. It's about revenues, about what we can pull in as a public school system and how we can use it. So it's not about expenses. It's about revenues. And everybody always says, well, you're spending too much money. Everybody across the state is spending too much money. That doesn't fly, right? There's 90% of our districts that are having to go to operational. It is truly a funding formula problem that Brian talked about that we need some people in our offices to really take a hard look at. Those are going to be hard conversations, but it will have to happen in Wisconsin at some point because we can't continue down this road. But to get us to keep the great things that we're offering, like I talked about earlier, and the successful things that we have happened for kids, we need this operating referendum to keep us moving forward.
Community referendum information sessions will be held to allow voters to get information firsthand and to ask questions. An informational session will be held tonight at 5:30 at the Lutheran Church Community Hall in Lone Rock, and again next Tuesday, March 18th at 5:30 at the Middle School Library. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has extended the deadline for employers to apply for Wisconsin Fast Forward Worker Training Grants from March 11th until Wednesday, April 2nd, by 3 p.m. Employers of all types and sizes across Wisconsin are encouraged to apply for this funding that helps address the critical demand for skilled workers. The WFF program supports innovative local and regional solutions to help employers meet workforce needs in their areas. The industry sector's worker training grants reimburse the cost of customized occupational training for unemployed, underemployed, and existing workers. Grants ranging from $5,000 to $400,000 and higher for consortium applicants can cover training that qualifies workers for full-time positions, higher-level roles, or increased wages. Eligible applicants include public agencies, private organizations in all industry sectors, a consortium of placement partners with the lead public or private organization serving as the applicant, and tribal governing bodies of a federally recognized tribe or band of Native Americans, or an organization appointed by the tribal governing body. Learn more about the Wisconsin Fast Forward Standard Grant Program at wisconsinfastforward.com. This election cycle's hottest contested race is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Now the candidates have agreed to debate. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, have agreed to a debate next month. The debate will be hosted by WISN-TV in Milwaukee on Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. Crawford is a Dane County Circuit Court judge and former prosecutor. Schimmel is the former state attorney general and sits as a judge on the Waukesha County Circuit Court. The candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. The spring election is set for April 1st.
While the state's highest court is supposed to be nonpartisan, its balance will be determined by this election. Currently, it leans left 4-3. Ann Walsh Bradley is considered a liberal justice, as is Crawford. Schimmel is considered conservative. Again, the debate will be held tomorrow. University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension Women in Ag Programming will host I'm a Farmer Too. Women are a key aspect of the agriculture industry and are responsible for many facets of the farm. This program is geared toward women and the many hats they wear in the agricultural industry. Topics for the day center around exploring diversified revenue streams, such as agritourism and locally grown product marketing. Presenters and topics include Diversified Revenue Streams by Stephanie Plaster, UW Extension Agriculture Business Development Statewide Outreach Specialist, Farm Biosecurity by Jackie McCarville, UW Extension Regional Dairy Educator, Grant Green, Iowa, and Lafayette Counties. On-Farm Classes by Kim Kester, UW Extension Regional Livestock Educator for Grant Green, Iowa, and Lafayette Counties. Diversified Crops by Jordan Sattler, UW Extension Regional Crops and Soils Educator for Grant Green, Iowa, and Lafayette Counties, and Flower Farms by Sally Reck, Reck Family Gardens. The event will be hosted Thursday, March 20th at the Iowa County Fairgrounds in Mineral Point. RSVP by this Thursday, March 13th, by calling the Lafayette County UW Extension office at 608-776-4820. The cost of the program is $25 and covers materials, lunch, and craft supplies. Checks can be made payable to UW Extension. RSVP and registration fee is required a week before the program date. So again, RSVP by this Thursday, March 13th. It's 47 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as, Alexa, find me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at WCCU.coop. Click on AutoSmart and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at WCCU.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life.
It's 47 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO news time is 25 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center, died Thursday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Larry Winger is survived by his wife, Cheryl, three children, John, Annette, and Jason and Audrey, seven grandchildren, sisters and brothers, Jim and Lou Winger, Kenneth and Carol Winger, Otis and Mitzi Winger, Betty Cornell and Jean Romanowski, Jerry and Janice Winger, Chuck Winger, Davy and Christy Winger, and Tina and Daryl Petsnick. Sisters and brothers-in-law, John and Donna Harris, Alan Harris, Susan Malter, Penny and Kenny Harris, Shelby Hughes, Richard Harris, Amy and Brandon Schultz, Robert and Tammy Harris, Kimberly Hines, and Rachel and Jeff Walsh. Also many other relatives and friends. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet, died Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, March 19th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym on Wednesday, March 19th, from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin of the Muscadet Sportsman's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of David Spiegel include his wife, Lynn, three children, David and Angela Spiegel of Wooster, Ohio, Russell and Ann Spiegel of Poinette, and Elizabeth Spiegel and Augusto Centino of Port News, Virginia. Six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, two sisters, Kieran Pugh of Wisconsin Rapids, and Linda and Ken Otzelberger of Heartland. Brother-in-law, Thomas Schock of Heartland, sister-in-law, Eula and Richard Taylor of El Paso, Texas, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center, died Friday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 12th at 2 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, April 12th from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Grace. Gary Martinick is survived by his wife, Marie Wigan Martinick, four children, Crystal Ledbury, and Kelly and David Stibbe, all of Richland Center, and Brett and Katie Martinick of Wallace, North Carolina. Stepdaughter, Bridget and Todd Stivers of Pine Mountain, Georgia. 14 grandchildren, one great-granddaughter, his former wife, Christina Crine, three siblings, Stephen and Betsy Martinick of Spring Hill, Tennessee, Douglas, Gus and Stacy Martinick of Richland Center, and Karen Gulsrud of Wallace, North Carolina. Also nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, bright sunshine across the region today, but that cold front that came through this morning with the gusty north winds, certainly keeping our temperatures in check compared to yesterday, will end up a good 20, 25 degrees lower. Otherwise, nice with that sunshine out. It will stay fairly bright for the next couple of days, and we'll see yet another warming trend as mild air flows in from the southwest ahead of a large storm system developing in the Rocky Mountains later this week. That system will start pumping plenty of moisture our way Friday into Friday nights. Might see a few sprinkles throughout the day Friday, but some steadier rain Friday evening, possibly even a few thunderstorms mixed in. Then some scattered light showers continue Saturday. Could turn cold enough by Saturday night and Sunday morning to see a few snow showers as well. So the topsy-turvy early spring weather continues. For the rest of today, you can expect plenty of sunshine, temperatures topping out in the mid to upper 40s. A lot closer to normal than yesterday, northeast wind around 10 miles an hour. Chilly tonight with scattered clouds, low at 26. Tomorrow mostly sunny, slightly warmer with a high of 53, east wind between 5 and 10. On Thursday, partly cloudy and mild, low 31, high 63. For Friday, variably cloudy, windy and warm, chance of sprinkles by midday, then widespread showers and thunderstorms during the evening. Low 44 with a high of 71. Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler. Scattered light rain showers are likely. Low 47, high 55. The rain showers mixing with snow showers Saturday nights. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, windy, and chilly. Some patchy light snow or flurries possible in the morning. Low in the mid-20s, high in the mid-30s. And by Monday, partly cloudy and warmer with a high near 51. Have yourself a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center. After a record high 69 degrees yesterday, our low this morning was 21. We've been as warm as 48 degrees so far today. The record high for this date was set 1 year ago. Last year's high was 68. The record low, 16 below, was set in 1956. Last year's high was 68 with a low of 26. Sunset tonight will be at 7:03, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:20. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds 2 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.05 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 46 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
California's Proposition 12, causing 7 years of headaches for pork producers. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Animal welfare activists convinced California voters to pass Proposition 12 in 2018. It requires certain production standards for producers of any pork sold in California, even if those producers are in other states. National Pork Producers Council President Lori Stevermer from Minnesota told a House Ag Subcommittee last week that Prop 12 has set a difficult precedent for the pork industry.
If we don't address Prop 12 and the patchwork of regulations is allowed to continue across the country, so one state puts in a regulation that's slightly different from the next one, and now all of a sudden we as an industry are trying to market our pigs and raise our pigs to a variety of regulations, it will be chaos.
Stevermer says Prop 12 is threatening the future of pork production in the U.S.
I have farms and producers that come up to me and say, I don't know if the next generation wants to come farm because look at this chaos. If one state can tell another state what to do and down the road maybe that happens again and we've got multiple states and multiple regulations, how do I deal with that? Why would I want to deal with that? Why do I want to come back and farm?
Stevermer also says California consumers now pay about 20% more for pork than folks in other states. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
I'm Brent Barnett with the latest agribusiness news on Brownfield. A number of biodiesel plants remain idled across Iowa, and a U.S. senator says he's concerned about the pause in production.
The Biden administration screwed the whole industry, forced these shutdowns.
Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says the plant stopped production after the blender's tax credit ended December 31st. He tells Brownfield the Trump administration has an opportunity to get the plants back online.
We were stuck at 3.1 billion gallons for 3 years. We want to get that up to 5.2 billion gallons RVOs under this new administration.
Farm managers and their employees are learning how to use new technologies. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
Leila Merrifield is system president for the Wisconsin Technical College System. She tells Brownfield the 16 state districts have been furiously updating technology programs to meet the needs of farmers and the ag industry.
To make sure that we're keeping up with artificial intelligence and the power that that technology can bring to things like soil monitoring and predictive maintenance on machinery, we're of course active in drone piloting courses.
Merrifield says students from 16 to 60 are learning how to use new technology and the business and technical skills that have been used for many years.
Technology that might be a little bit older, you're still going to find it at a technical college.
From Wisconsin Technical College Ag Day in Marshfield, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. The slumping ag economy is having real-world impacts. Brownfield's Jared White reports.
Bill Davis, CEO of Oklahoma Ag Credit, told the 123rd Annual Convention of the National Farmers Union concerns are mounting across the countryside.
We haven't seen default stress in our portfolio generally yet, but we are concerned about the trends that we're seeing. While farm real estate values largely remain stable, some areas we're beginning to see a slight decline in.
He says the farm credit system anticipates working with even more producers as farm incomes continue to suffer.
FSA loan guarantees, principal deferrals, restructuring of payments, and refinancing are just a few of the tools and tactics that we'll use to help our producers.
Davis says the situation shows the need for a strong farm safety net that better reflects the economic challenges facing the industry. In Oklahoma City, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The USDA increased its ending stocks projection for U.S. wheat. Domestic wheat ending stocks are now pegged at 819 million bushels, up 25 million from February. There were no changes to the balance sheets for either corn or soybeans. There were no changes to South American corn or soybean production, but the USDA did lower Brazil's corn export guess due to the U.S. price advantage. The next round of supply and demand estimates is out April 10th. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
A slow start for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are up at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains unsurprisingly quiet. Bids haven't surfaced. Asking prices have been floated in the south around $202 plus live, but haven't surfaced out of the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until at least midweek or later. Box beef is sharply higher at midday on solid demand for light offerings. Choice up 474 at 322.32. Select is 254 higher at 309.54. That choice select spread has grown to $12.83. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were $10 to $25 higher. Feeder heifers on Monday, $5 to $25 higher. The USDA says supply was heavy with very good demand. The bulk of the cattle offered were high quality and buyers were in need of cattle. Four weight steers sold up to $495 per hundredweight and five weight steers up to $420 a hundredweight. Feeder supply included 58% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer 650 to 699 pounds brought $304.50 to $335. Feeder steer 750 to 795 pounds brought $275.50 to $300. Medium and large one feeder heifer 652 to 694 pounds brought $273 to $313. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which is helping provide some price support. But this back and forth when it comes to tariff and trade war threats can create additional uncertainty and ongoing volatility in the markets. Domestic demand has been inconsistent at best, which does add constraints to any upside price potential. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were $1.46 higher with a weighted average of $89.45. No comparisons at the Iowa, Minnesota, or the Western Corn Belt, but weighted averages of $89.45. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. And pork values were higher at midday, up 80 cents at $99.02. Ribs, hams, and bellies were all higher. Loins and butts were lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Cattlemen, get ready for the 7th Annual Red Fest, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year's sale features 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females, perfect for elevating your herd with the right genetics. Come early to view the cattle and don't miss lunch before the sale. Visit redfestsale.com today for more details and to view the sale catalog. Upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you at Red Fest.
Soybeans and corn are up, cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up modestly. USDA left U.S. ending stocks steady and made no changes to exports production for Argentina or Brazil, or for Paraguay for that matter. The trade continues to monitor harvest activity in South America with CONAB's update for Brazil out Thursday. May beans are too higher at 10.16. July's up 1.25 at 10.29.5. May bean meal's 70 cents higher at $303. May soybean oil's down 6 points at 42.20. Corn's up. U.S. ending stocks and South American production held steady, but USDA did lower exports for Brazil. Corn's also monitoring South America ahead of CONAB's update later this week. May's up 3.5 at 475.5, and July's 3.5 higher at 482. Wheat seeing some profit-taking. U.S. wheat ending stocks were up due to higher imports and lower exports. USDA also raised production estimates for Argentina, Australia, Russia, and Ukraine. May Chicago's down 1.75 at 560.75. May Kansas City's 2.75 lower at 575.75. May Minneapolis wheat's down 4.75 at 599.75. Live cattle are mostly lower, and feeders are mixed at a direct business, largely ignoring the big gains in box beef at midday, but also probably ignoring the big drop in the Dow. April live's a dollar lower at 199.57. June's down 105 at 196.17. April feeders are 85 lower at 277.07. And hogs are mostly lower on questions about domestic and export demand. Fundamentals are friendly. April lean's down 147 at 86.82. May's a dollar and a dime lower at 90.37. Brownfield.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Concerns about tariffs. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Anytime you turn on the news, the word tariff is likely being used at some point. But let's talk about how tariffs can impact consumers. Maria Calazandanikis says the recent Gardner Food and Agriculture Policy Survey found most respondents are expecting food prices to increase if tariffs are implemented.
And the majority of consumers across political parties said that, yes, they expected these potential tariffs to increase their food prices. And then we also asked about how worried they were about the increase. The majority of consumers, again, across political party, were worried about the impact of tariffs on their grocery bills. And then connecting that issue to inflation, we also asked about, you know, how they're feeling about inflation and whether they expect inflation to worsen in the next 3 months. This is a question we've been asking each wave. And so one of the things that we highlighted in our work this time was that the people that are worried about tariffs are also much more worried about short-term inflation. So consumers do seem to be sort of connecting these two pieces.
A simplified way to describe a tariff is a tax on imported goods. Tariffs are used to raise money for a government and to protect domestic industries. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo Soybean Seed Treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers